Nishtal.
What do you call the small square of terracotta you use on your face?
Marshland, face guard.
And when you after you take a bath, what do you dry off with?
A towel.
At the sink, what is the thing that you turn on to get water?
Faucet.
If you are outside and you have it on the side of your house, would you not say that?
No, I draw it a hydrant.
The thing that fire hoses hook up to, what's that?
That's also a hydrant.
And did you ever, when you were at your grandfather's something, when you ever worked out in the field, or if you were ever at the field, did anybody bring you water?
Just bring it in a jug of cold water.
What would you drink it out of?
Well, if it was just my grandfather and I, we'd drink it out of the jug, or we would take a cup or a glass.
Did you ever have anything? Have you ever seen something like picnics now? A container that took hold such drinks?
Oh, thermos.
Larger things?
We take water in the big thing with a little spout on it. We just call it the water jug.
It was so cold last night that all our water pipes
froze.
And if they got any colder, they would
burst.
Flour used to come in large containers. Wooden containers?
Mm-hmm. Barrel.
Where did molasses come in when you bought it in a large quantity?
I don't know.
Did you ever buy it in large quantity?
No, we just buy it and about this size. My grandfather likes sorghum.
What's sorghum?
Well, it's just a different kind of molasses. The stuff that you grow looks a lot like corn, but it's actually sorghum. It grows up like in a stalk like corn, and it's just a different kind of molasses.
Did you ever buy lard?
Yes.
How did you buy it?
We buy a stand.
A stand? Well, how big is a stand?
I don't know how much lard is in it. It's about, how tall is it?
It's about 20 inches, I guess. 20 or 25 inches. Do you know, like, how many pounds that would be?
No.
What would you use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
A funnel.
What would you use to make your horses go faster if you're riding or driving a buggy?
If you were riding, I'd use my foot. But if you were riding a buggy, you'd have a whip.
Did you ever ride, have a lot to do with horses?
Well, my grandfather had two very big, very old horses that we could ride. And we used to go to the store in a wagon. And the horses would pull the wagon when we went to get groceries from them.
If you bought something at the store, things you bought would be put in a
sack.
What's that made of?
Paper.
Did you ever see something like feed bought in big sacks?
Yes, in tow sacks, what do we call them? Mm-hmm.
Do you know what croakers are?
Yeah. Croaker sack or toe sack, that's them to me, they're the same thing.
Okay, what's that cloth you've been laying on?
Burlap, I believe, isn't it?
If you bought flour, was there something different? Did it come the same type?